sit back and relax as you listen to the best new show for afternoon radio. You're listening to the DL Hughley Show.
Hashtag DLQ is Kim and Kanye. Is it real love, BB hype? I don't know. Let us know.
I'm going to go with hype.
Well, this is an interesting story. Another case, unfortunate case of police brutality, police using unnecessary force. Officer Jody Putnam is kicked off police the police force for shooting a squirrel at a dollar store. So, she shot a squirrel. So what's the story, Jasmine?
Well, that's basically exactly what happened. Actually, animal control was called first to kind of get rid of the rodent. And when they didn't respond, Putnam responded. And so he came in and just basically started shooting inside of the Dollar General. When that didn't work, they started to mace and pepper spray the squirrel. And at that time, all of the customers started running out of the store because of obvious reasons.
Right.
And
it's a black squirrel?
Must have been. I don't know.
So this is kind of Fruitvale Station for Chip and Dale, right?
Yes, basically. It's the craziest thing ever.
For all Alvin and the Chipbug to turn
a squirrel.
Hood.
Yeah, all of this over a squirrel.
So she lost her job. You know what's so funny to me? Like, you know, a couple years ago I did a documentary called Endangered where I tried to get the black man declared an endangered species. And a lot of people laughed at that premise. And you know, it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. But imagine she shot a squirrel, lost her job. And because everybody was upset, there was a lot of rancor. I guarantee you, had she shot a black person, even admitting it was an accident, nothing would have happened.
Yes, and no one probably would have cared, other than the family.
I'm telling you, it happens all the time. I mean, years ago, I mean, you can point to all the times it's happened. Like years ago, I was growing up, Latasha Harlins, she was a young girl, got killed by a Korean grocer. The grocer was found guilty, but sentenced to, probation instead of jail time. 9 months later, a man kicked a horse. He was given jail time. literally.
Stuff like that happens all the time. Like if you see a dog or any type of animal that is suffering cruelty, people get all up in arms.
Right, right.
Yeah. Something happens to a little black boy, a little black girl, nobody says anything.
Well, there are two things nobody ever feels any sense of compassion for. That is a great white shark and a young black male. It's just true. I mean, I think it's almost laughable that someone would get fired for a shooting. And you could say, well, they shot it in a store around this.
Right.
Well, the Fruitvale Station, he shot his gun around a crowded train station.
A bunch of people.
With a man who was handcuffed and arguably, already subdued.
Yeah.
So I just think that there's a way that people see that animals, seem to be worth more to a lot of people than us. It's actually kind of a sad thing. But can you imagine somebody getting kicked out the force because they accidentally shot,
a squirrel?
No, right.
Even Bale, the young man that got shot at his bachelor party in New York.
Oh, yeah.
They shot him. It was an accident. It wasn't armed. None of them lost their jobs. They were unacquitted.
Right.
They were acquitted. I just think that there's a way that society tends to see, what they deem important, that a squirrel gets shot. I'm sure the squirrel was unarmed.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
He didn't have skills, didn't have a hoodie, didn't have...
He did have a switchblade.
No sharp nuts or acorns.
Right, nothing you could...
But even that, my thing is, what is it that made them feel like this squirrel was such a menace in the Dollar General that they had to start shooting and bring out the mace and pepper spray, all of that over a squirrel?
Obviously, he was smoking weed and listening to an old NWA album. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
Getting a laugh out of our everyday lives. We're here to make your day even better. You're listening to the D.L. Hughley Show.
There was a pretty shocking twist to Dancing with the Stars last night. What happened?
Well, actually, no one was eliminated. Jack Osborne and Bill, what's his last name? Ingvall? I can never pronounce his
Ingvall,
last name.
Ingvall, yeah.
Yeah, they had the lowest scores, but they were both announced as safe. But apparently they had to discard all of the votes and not eliminate anyone due to some technical problems that they had last week.
Well, I'm hearing from a reliable source, and I could be more happy about it, that the old white, apparently it's no show for old white men.
Oh, the Wicked Witch is dead.
So Lynn, I'm telling you, Lynn, they're looking for a replacement for Lynn, which I knew because he was just too out of line last year, and a lot of people didn't like it, and numbers suffered.
So let me ask you this. Do you really think that perhaps what happened is that everyone saw how horrible he treated you, and they decided to give him the
boot? I think that he did it to a lot of people, but last year, but Steve, you were there. A lot of press didn't like it. A lot of affiliates didn't like it. The guy who invented the show came out and apologized and asked him to apologize to me on the air. He was just out of line. He was just it went way past.
Every time after the show, somebody would come back to him behind him and apologize to D. Man.
One time in the middle of the series, I almost went, I was starting to go left, and then I said, I won't. But
he didn't decide that we begged him not
to. Man, I'm not going to let no old white dude talk to me.
He in the trailer, like, I'm going to put my hands on him. You can't do that on TV.
So I wonder what he had against you.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just.
I mean, you're a decent guy.
I'm cool. Hey, wait a minute. Cool. Decent is. decent is kind of a little less than I was thinking for. I was hoping
with your charming self.
Oh yeah, I am such a charmer.
Just don't have a stroke around.
I know. That's what I was about to say. Thank you.
So you guys will see. So for those of you who didn't listen, Saturday was the worst experience I'd ever had. I was trying to be funny like I always is and slick talking. A girl comes to the show with some friends of mine I hadn't seen in a long time, and she was laughing kind of goofy and big. And I said, what is wrong with you? Are you kind of slow? She went, I had a stroke. And I went, you ain't had no stroke. And the friend went, oh, she really did have a stroke. I went, oh my God. It was the most embarrassing
and I conveniently exited stage.
Yes, and I tried to say, oh baby, I'm so sorry. Can I get you a drink? She said, I'm on medication. I went, oh my God. It was the worst experience of my life.
It kept getting worse and worse.
Then I ended up. It's just horrible. But now let's get to a story. See, so I just didn't want people to think we were having a conversation they weren't involved in. So a woman was so displeased with her pretty brown eyes, and I think brown are the most beautiful
pretty
color
brown
eyes,
eyes,
that she did what,
Jen? Well, Beatrice Murillo, 36 mm-hmm. years old, traveled from Toronto to a clinic in Panama and paid $8,000 to have a silicone iris implant. She wanted to change the color of her eyes from brown to green. You know, she's an artist, and, you know, I don't know how she thought this was going to benefit her, but now she can't see. She's legally blind.
Yeah. I always would have I never know what it meant to be illegally blind. I never knew that. But so now she's an artist, but she can't see her art.
She can just see shapes, and that's about it. Vague shapes.
She should have did what Hood Rats do, just put green contacts in.
It would have been cheaper. She wouldn't have had to pay for her ticket to go all the way to Toronto.
Nope.
I mean, to Panama. She didn't have to pay
the
$8,000.
She could have opened a beauty supply up and called herself Flodavia.
She could have paid, $300 for the colored contacts and spent the rest of it on hair. She'd have been brand new.
You would think people hurt themselves for vanity all the time. Kanye's mother unfortunately passed. Passed while having cosmetic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get hurt while having, implants. And one thing that's particularly vanity kills a lot of people. It can put a lot of people in danger. I was talking to a gynecologist. We know this is breast cancer awareness. 40 minutes of vigorous exercise 4 to 5 times a week can lower your chances of breast cancer by as much as 30-40%. A lot of black women won't do it because they don't want to sweat their hair out. So that's it's all vanity is a very dangerous thing.
It really is.
And I'm telling you, I don't understand why if someone can give you that much. I don't care how bad your hair looks. I swear to God, I say this all the time. I would rather have you looking like buckwheat in the kitchen cooking than looking smooth. And it's just ridiculous. It is the D.L. Hughley Show.
Afternoons will never be the same. The D.L. Hughley Show.
So last night I went out to dinner, and I go to the Palm restaurant, and I walk in, and they have the place all closed off, and I'm like, why? What is happening? It's the local bar. We always go there.
Uh-huh.
And so I get in. I hear these loud voices coming from the back, and I was like, who is these loud-ass black people? Out comes Jamie Foxx, Paul Pierce, and Tyron Turner. And Jamie sees me and gets so loud in the bar. You're so loud, white people start picking stuff up. Like, it's time to leave.
Like, time to go.
Like, it's drums or something. Are they on the warpath? And we just had a great time talking and reminiscing, man. Because I remember when we first started together, Jamie had come from... he'd come from Texas. And he got on stage, and me and Joe Torre were in the back. And Jamie's killed it. We had never seen him. He killed it. I turned to Joe. I said, it's horrible that some person, one man, should be that talented. And I just had to say it. And, you know, he's exactly the same guy. He's like, man, where we going? Where we going to go tonight? I'm like, Jamie, I'm not going nowhere with you. I'm not.
Why? Why would
I heard them rumors about you and Katie Holmes. They ain't having no Scientologists from Tom Cruise. The Scientologists from Tom Cruise whisk me off to the planet Xenon.
Planet
I saw you.
Get out of this cave.
Right.
Get magic underwear and get you.
Right. You mess around. Take me to the pyramid Kravga. That ain't happening.
This ain't wine. This is Kool-Aid.
Sick of your boss stressing you out? Then tune them out and tune in to the D.L. Hughley Show.